This is Apostle Tanya. Most marvelously, we have the blessed honor in this generation to declare our love for our blessed Master. And surely, I am most grateful to serve together with you to exalt our Holy Lord and remindeth the enemy, the earth is thy Lord's and the fullness thereof. Through the revelatory teachings taught by the Spirit of God through me and the most glorious supernatural fun experiences that I have spent in the blessed presence of the Master, I pray that you shall be most encouraged and equipped listening to holy podcasts. I am most surely honored to have you a part of the family. The enemy is always seeking to take us out of the posture of submission and reverence unto the Lord God Almighty as we seek the Lord in prayer. As citizens of the kingdom of God, we must walk in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. We must embrace our identity as a spiritual king in the kingdom of God, given the authority and dominion by the Lord Jesus to reign and build his kingdom in this earth realm. Intercessors, before entering into your sphere of influence in the spiritual realm, be sure to take authority over the enemy. How do you do that? Bind the enemy from hindering and locating you in the realm of the spirit. Loose the precious blood of Jesus to build your hedge of protection. Loose and bind according to Matthew 18:18, and close the hedge of protection in prayer, confessing any of your sins, applying the blood. This scripture is located in Job 1:10. Never enter war without the blood of Yeshua covering you, hiding you, and protecting you. Enter into his presence by way of the blood. Amen. I pray Jehovah Gabor, the man of war, continue to strengthen you as you carry out your earthly assignment seated in heavenly places. I am most thankful for Sight and Sound Theaters for their generosity to the ministry. If you have not heard yet of Sight and Sound Theaters, you must attend to one of their productions. It is most marvelous. They are located in the United States, and I encourage you to visit their website at www.sight-sound.com.
Over the years, I have often pondered on the King of Glory choosing to rest his glory on his disciple, Apostle Peter. Wherefore, the shadow of him would be used to heal. This marvelous story we find in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 15 through 16. And during a long season of sitting at thy Lord Jesus' feet, he was most faithful to answer me and give me revelation on how Peter's shadow was used to perform the great miracles recorded in the scriptures. I even now marvel as the Holy Spirit in his loving kindness revealed the secret to me. Peter had acquired a pure heart, and thereby his shadow could host the glory of the Lord to heal. Isn't that marvelous? I remember when the Holy Spirit gave me that secret, I said, "That's it, Lord, that's it." I was just so amazed at it. So there's the secret if you had not known. I'm sure most of you know, but it took me a little longer. And so that is the secret. It was his pure heart. We know the mistakes that Peter made in the ministry with thy Lord. And after his suffering, after thy Lord went to glory, after the Lord's death and resurrection went to glory, he suffered, he mourned, he grieved. And thy Holy Spirit cleansed his soul and heart. And that pure heart is how the glory of the Lord was able to rest upon Apostle Peter. The suffering that he endured is what produced the purity of his soul. I just felt like repeating that. I like to repeat sometimes those most profound revelation. The most profound revelation thy Lord gives. There's a season when I had to constantly listen to the scriptures over and over again on healing. And I noticed that repetition was really most powerful in that it healed and it brought peace and healing. So sometimes as you listen and as you attend the meetings with me, you may hear it twice. And as I minister by the Spirit, because he knows what we love. And I try to yield to him, and he's teaching me to teach the way that I love to be taught too. Amen. And so for Peter, he was a refined vessel who yielded to the Holy Spirit. And that is the vessel that walks with Adonai, the consuming fire. Amen. We read this also in the book of Psalms, chapter 24, verse 3 through 4. And it reads, let us read this together, shall we? We shall ascend into the hill of the Lord. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Again, this is in the book of Psalms, chapter 24, verse 3 through 4. Let us move on, shall we? In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 12, the blessed Master says, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. This, beloved, is what the Apostle Peter demonstrated in his walk during his earthly ministry of miracles, signs, wonders, and intercession. You know, he was a great intercessor, Apostle Peter. As you remember, let's go back to a story that I love to read oftentimes. When Peter was visiting Lydda from an unknown, after praying from Aeneas, a most beloved woman who gave alms, and her name was Dorcas Tabitha, who became sick. Peter was summoned to leave Lydda for Joppa to pray for the deceased woman whose body had already been washed. There was knowledge of the fire and glory of thy Lord that rested upon Peter in Joppa. For the Bible records that the apostle Peter was indeed a man of prayer. How could you not sit around Yeshua and not eventually rise up and become the man that he's taught you to be? Remember, he constantly admonished him to pray. And so he became a man of prayer after Yeshua ascended. And so he was a man of great prayer. We read throughout the book of Acts how oft times he went to the temple to pray, and they prayed together as one. And so this glory that came, of course, after Yeshua went to heaven and in prayer, it continued to grow in strength. I gather the women who wept for Dorcas after her death also prayed for her to recover from this sickness. And they perhaps did not have that authority in prayer to raise Dorcas from the dead. They probably did not have the weight of glory on them. But in his faithfulness, the Blessed One would use his son Peter's intercession to be glorified in Tabitha's resurrection. So the prayers was heard by thy Lord, and he sent the Spirit of God in his faithfulness, sent his son Peter to pray the prayer of resurrection. Hallelujah. Because it was a prayer of resurrection, a declaration, a decree that caused Tabitha to wake up from the dead. This dimension of prayer that the Holy Spirit opened, the realm opened for Peter, is the glory realm. Apostle Peter had dominion and authority to command Dorcas's spirit and life to return into her body. This resurrection power, the prayer that resurrected Tabitha from the dead. And I don't believe in the Bible it says it's called resurrection prayer. That just came in my spirit, okay, with teaching from the word. But this resurrection power of the Lord Jesus most marvelously resurrected Tabitha from the dead. It was a prayer from a man who had authority to raise a dead body to life. Surely it was our great architect and Father God seated on his throne, which spoke through his vessel Peter, because our words, our declarations create what we desire. When we have the authority, we can even resurrect the dead back to life. This is what the Lord is showing us in the Word. And it was the words of the Father that spoke through his Son. Peter, it was. Tabitha, arise. And so I could hear Father saying, Peter, say, Tabitha, arise. Of course, the Bible doesn't say it, but I get excited thinking of the marvelous ways that thy Lord speaks to us and the account of it. We don't know the exchange and the communication that was there, but we know what is written. The Father spoke, we know that for sure, for we can do nothing of ourselves. and Peter declared what the Father said, "Tabitha, arise."
The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to giveth me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen.
As intercessors, oftentimes we will go through seasons of plots by the enemy to attack our authority and kingship. The destroyer knows the hearts that he has chosen to enter into to carry out his plots and schemes, and that is to destroy intercession. Just as it is written, the enemy used our Lord Jesus's disciple turned betrayer Judas Iscariot to carry out his wicked scheme. Make no mistake about it, beloved. The enemy will also use those who are trusted and familiar with our garden to help carry out his wicked schemes against our assignments. Let us read now in the book of John, chapter 18, verses 1 through 2. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden, into the which he entered and his disciples, and Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. For Jesus ofttimes resorted thither with his disciples. Judas knew the location of prayer. He knew the location of fellowship. He knew the times of fellowship. He knew the hidden place. We must ask the Holy Spirit. And I believe this is why thy Lord is wrote this and allowed this to be in scripture and allow Judas to show us what we would encounter in our own lives, ministries, and churches and businesses. We must ask thy Lord to give us wisdom and understanding of the hearts that are serving with us in ministry, over the hearts that we enter into any legal relationship with, business partnership with. We have to know the hearts. We cannot be hasty about these decisions. We have to always birth everything out that we are assigned to in prayer. The Lord will give us the assignment by maybe a dream or word or instruction, but He expects us to pray and birth it out in the Spirit. And when we do and we're careful, He will send the right people, the divine connections, and He will give us discernment, spiritual discernment, about whom is serving with us. Not that we are super suspicious all the time, but we are discerning and we respond in love with those things that He gives us. We should always respond in love. I don't want you to be dismayed. Do not be dismayed during attacks. They come. We already have the victory. Do not be discouraged if you've been attacked in intercession or prayer. I have endured that also greatly. We have to just continue to stand, wherefore, and continue to build that which the Lord has charged us to build. Remember Nehemiah. Giveth no ear to the enemy's lies. Do not attend to his distractions. Oh, he's going to come. I promise you, he's going to come and say, the Lord said this. You have to stop this. The Lord said this. Do not. You have to have that relationship with Jesus alone. I know what thy Lord has said. No, that's not the voice of my Lord. I'm going to keep building. Amen? Keep your eyes fixed upon the Lord Jesus and continue by faith with Him in intercession and build the walls for the kingdom. Amen? May thy Lord Jesus grace you to stand against the adversary and walk in love.